ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به حق تعالی.
In the path of the Imam.
Dear listeners, welcome to this week's episode of the series On the Path of the Imam. In our earlier episodes, we pointed out that the founder of the Islamic Revolution, the late Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, was a self-built character who had achieved the pinnacles of piety and developed with people from various walks of life, a highly ethical relationship in accordance with Islamic teachings. We also spoke of his approach towards the deprived and the disadvantaged strata of society, noting that the Imam acted kindly towards the poor and the needy, both in his personal life and in the political social arenas, as the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Today we elaborate on the outlook and behavior of the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the late Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, with martyrs and their families. Stay with us. In view of the fact that 8 of the 10-year leadership of the founder of the Islamic Revolution, the late Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, was concurrent with the war that the United States had imposed on Iran through its former agent Saddam of the repressive Ba'athist minority regime of Baghdad, the founder of the Islamic Republic, the late Imam Khomeini, made every effort to inspire and encourage the Iranian combatants, who wholeheartedly defended and safeguarded the Islamic Revolution and Iran's territorial integrity. Thus, this excellent behavior towards Iranian combatants help us to have a proper understanding of the ethical virtues and characteristics of the late Imam. It is interesting to know that during the 8-year Holy Defense era, nearly all Iranian families were involved in the effort to safeguard their nation. There were many instances when the number of individuals of a single family that had been active at the war fronts were more than half of the family unit, and in some cases, all family members, many of whom achieved martyrdom. Iran's combatants were selfless young people who safeguarded their country from the aggression of the former Iraqi dictator Saddam's regime and its cohorts in the East and the West. They were inspired by guidelines of Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, and on the basis of their Islamic beliefs and sense of patriotism, they played heroic roles at the war fronts. Every opportunity, the late Imam Khomeini used to honor Iranian combatants and appreciate their selfless sacrifices and efforts. According to Sayyid Ahmad Khomeini, the late Imam's son, his father, the late Imam, highly admired the Basij mobilization forces, always following the news relating to Basij combatants and their advances at the war fronts. He pointed out that the Islamic combatants surely had an elevated status in the sight of God Almighty, given that they were fully prepared to sacrifice their lives for the sake of their beliefs and love of their country. The late Imam Khomeini, as related by his daughter-in-law, Fatemeh Tabatabai highly enjoyed his conversations with Iranians, young Iranians, heading towards the war fronts. He was highly touched by observing the purity of intention of the Muslim combatants, and could not hold back his tears upon watching the scenes of courage and selflessness and sacrifices of Iran's Muslim combatants. The late Imam, in reference to the Iranian combatants who wholeheartedly flocked to the war fronts to defend the Islamic Revolution and the country, called them angels, in view of their unflinching devotion to divine commandments. An example of the late Imam's respect for Iranian combatants was allocation of the time by him to meet them. Despite his advanced age, the late Imam Khomeini never disappointed the combatants or their families who requested meetings with him. He accepted the commander's request for allocation of a day every week for meetings with Iranian combatants. In emergency cases, the Imam used to change his schedule so as to give some time to meetings with these selfless young people who sacrificed their lives. Furthermore, he always called on officials to take care of the Iranian combatants and to solve their problems. Well, dear listeners, thanks for tuning in today. In our next episode of the series, we will study another aspect of the dynamic personality of the father of the Islamic Revolution, the late Imam Khomeini. May God bless his soul. Until then, goodbye and God bless.